Hello, hello. Welcome back or welcome to the My Monday Mood podcast. Overthinking is killing my peace. This episode is for my overthinkers, okay? Myself, I was born and raised an overthinker. I've been overthinking every scenario and situation since as long as I can remember. Like, do you understand how much life I've wasted on overly thinking about a situation or circumstance I had zero control over? Or thinking about how things should have played out instead of accepting the situation for what it was and moving forward? If you feel like I'm calling you out right now, I am. But I am mainly just sharing this because I'm calling myself out. In all my episodes, I'm calling myself out. This is why we're here. This is why I made this podcast, so we can be open and vulnerable, and that by calling myself out, you'll be able to relate to my experiences, and so that then we can maybe learn and grow together. And by the way, I just want to say that almost everyone in this world overthinks. It's not unnormal, but it's knowing how to manage it in healthy ways so that we don't let the negative thought patterns and anxieties get in our way. It's knowing how to acknowledge the thoughts and continue moving forward instead of allowing it to negatively ruminate and consume us. So let's just get right into it. Most of our problems stem from being too much in our head, and something I'm learning is that instead of nitpicking a situation and letting it consume my brain, I actually find most of the answers I'm looking for with silence and time. So I'm going to share 5 things that help me whenever I catch myself overthinking and spiraling and all of that, because again, it's normal to overthink, but it's having tools and resources to help us get out of that spiral. And yeah, I think these tips will help anyone else who struggles like me with overthinking. So number one, and you can feel free to write these down if you want to, or if you're just listening, that's great. But let's start with number one, self-rejection. I overthink myself so much into self-rejection, meaning I don't think I'm good enough to have that job or have that dream life, or that I deserve a certain opportunity. And where does this stem from? Most likely my childhood and developing limiting beliefs at an early age. And when those negative self-deprecating thoughts and beliefs start to form, I have to immediately reject it. So instead of letting the self-rejecting thoughts stay, immediately shutting them out and saying, these thoughts are not real or true, like just repeating that to myself actually works. And some of these tools might work for you, they might not. I'm just sharing that have helped me in my life this far and that I continue to use. Like literally just shutting off that negative belief immediately, not even giving it the time of day, and repeating to myself, these thoughts are not real or true, because they're not. Who said they are? Who is saying that I'm not worthy of the job that I want? Who said I'm not ready enough for the opportunity that's been presented to me? No one's saying that besides myself. And that is something that I've had to do, is to be like, nope, we are not listening to this today, okay? If I have to write it down, say it out loud, I'm just like, no, these thoughts are not real or true, period. And also challenging my thoughts. So, like, you don't think you deserve that opportunity? Apply for it anyways. You don't think your book is good enough? Publish it anyways. Don't think they'll reply to your email? Send it anyways. Like, do it anyways. Feel the fear and do it anyways. Allow yourself to not even think twice if you're worthy or ready enough. Because I have spent so much time convincing myself, negotiating with myself, that I'm not ready or good enough for something. But we're not doing that anymore, at least. We're actively trying to change that pattern. Number two, focusing on the present moment. You're not going to overthink your way to a better future, and you're not going to overthink your way to a better past. All we have is right now. You cannot change the past, and you cannot plan out your future exactly how you want it to be, because nothing ever goes to plan. And overthinking about how things are going to turn out or how things have been for you is honestly a waste of time. I saw a quote on Pinterest that really stuck with me. I obviously have to share. And it said, "No amount of guilt can change the past, and no amount of anxiety can change the future." And I just resonate with that so heavily, because I feel like so many of us are caught up in the past or the future instead of living in the current moment. Overthinking is often creating problems that don't even exist yet. So with that, I'm going to share an affirmation that has also really helped me when I'm overthinking and worrying about what's happened in the past or what will happen in the future. Feel free to write this down or say it out loud and repeat after me, but I'm just going to share this affirmation. Today, I am at peace, and my mind will no longer overanalyze the past or stress about the unknown ahead. I am present in the moment in front of my eyes. That affirmation honestly really helps me when I'm spiraling and going back and forth of what I should have done, what I haven't done yet. Just focusing on, okay, but here I am right now. What am I going to do with the right now? All we have is now, okay? All we have is right now. That is a great book, by the way, if you haven't read it. The Power of Now really helps you just like focus on the present and all of that. But yeah, like if there is a problem that you cannot fix because you have no control over it, then there's no use in worrying about it. I think it's obviously important to reflect on the past and things that maybe didn't go your way that you want to change for next time, but do not like beat yourself up about something that has already happened. Allow yourself to, whatever, grieve that thing, that person, that opportunity, whatever it was, but do not continue ruminating it and yeah, beating yourself up. All we have is right now. Focus on the now. And yeah, just focus on building yourself now so that you're open to new opportunities in the future and you're open to whatever the future has. Number three, a mind dump. If you've been following me for a while, you know I love a mind dump. This is something I've been doing for a while now, and it almost immediately always helps. So if I'm overanalyzing a situation or worried about something and it's completely consuming me, I will pull out my journal or even go for a walk and do a voice memo and basically just allow myself to be worried and to be anxious for like 20 to 30 minutes. No longer than that, all right? And I'll, you know, either do a voice memo or I will write out everything that I'm worried about. And by releasing those worries and anxieties, I feel so much lighter after. And usually I'll end up realizing that the thing I was overanalyzing really wasn't as serious as it was in my head. Like seriously, the power of writing down the negative thoughts and worries on paper, or even just talking to yourself out loud, has helped me so many times. Like so many times, you guys. And it might not solve the problem entirely that I'm worrying about, but it's just a stress release and helps everything feel less intense. Highly recommend that. Number four, distract yourself, okay? We all have certain distractions, and these can be good or bad, and you might fall into the bad ones at some points in life. I know I have, okay? But give yourself grace and have the awareness to choose more healthy distractions for next time. Some healthy distractions that keep me in line are movement. Whether that's a heavy leg day session or going for a long beach run, movement is probably my number one choice of healthy distractions when I'm overthinking or spiraling, stressing, all of that. Also, cleaning. If you catch me vacuuming my room more than 3 times a week, just know your girl is going through it, okay? Just know that. But yeah, just try and find something that you can do to interrupt the overthinking. And that will always help me just feel, again, less intense, less serious about whatever I was spiraling about in the first place. All right, number five, Lastly, practice self-compassion. Self-compassion looks different for everyone. For some, it looks like writing affirmations down every single day, reminding yourself of your strengths and your power. For others, it's getting up an hour earlier to challenge yourself because you know waking up earlier makes you feel your best self. Or it could also be sleeping in an hour later because you know you're exhausted and that extra hour of sleep is going to help you in more ways than one. So giving yourself grace and time to just be, to just accept where you are while knowing that things are constantly changing and that you have time is something I like to do when I'm stressing about something, overthinking, like just reminding myself. I don't have to have it all figured out right now, and I have time. I don't have to have it all figured out right now, and I have time. You talk to yourself more than anyone else, so you have to make sure that when these negative thoughts and beliefs and overthinking happens, it's temporary. And something that helps me is reminding myself that no one really knows what they're doing. We are really all out here just winging it. And that just gives me so much peace, honestly. Like, we are all out here just winging it. Everyone. So let it go and focus on the present moment. I hope these tips helped in some way. Again, you might agree, disagree, but these are what helped me and is why I wanted to share with you guys. Let's try to stop the overthinking so much and just live. Can we just all try and do that? Because I'm honestly done. I'm done with it. Thank you guys for listening and for all the love lately and all the reposts on your stories and the DMs. Again, it means more than you know, just getting a DM from you guys, talking about the podcast episode, talking about, you know, anything really. It just helps me feel more connected to you guys and vice versa. So again, it really helps out the podcast if you leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and a rating on Spotify. Helps me out, helps the podcast out. And I'm just eternally grateful to be here, to have this platform. And I hope you guys are having a beautiful week. I will see you in another episode very, very soon. Mwah.